and welcome to another edition of God is at Work podcast. We are here for episode number 4. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn. How are you today,
Brother Rodney? I am blessed and it cannot be changed.
And I pray that everybody who's tuned in to us are blessed even when they go through trials.
That's right. You know, one of the blessings that I have for today is that if you look outside the media studios, look outside, it's a very wonderful day. The sun is shining.
Finally, the sun is up.
It's been raining for like 2 weeks already.
But I appreciate the rain just the same.
I like the rain.
But I don't like the floods.
I like the rain, but not the floods.
My car doesn't know how to swim.
I know. Yes, when I was given the car, they didn't tell me that it could be a speedboat. It's just a car.
All right. Hey, so what interesting thing are we going to discuss today?
We have a very nice topic for this podcast. However, before I even go to the podcast, a lot of people are sending their emails.
Yeah?
Yes. There are actually people listening to us.
Oh, I'm glad.
And they actually download the podcast every week.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people who are listening to us. And we encourage those who are listening to this podcast, we encourage you to, you know, email us, send us your email, send us your comments. So right now we're going to read one email that was sent to us just this week. So here we go.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
There's your favorite again.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. This comes from Olive.
Yeah, I think I know who Olive is.
Yeah, you know who you are, yes. Olive. Thank you so much for the weekly updates. It's really cool. And I love all the topics in the weekly podcast. They're interesting, inspiring, and I learned a lot. That's what she said. And she also said here that our team up, Sister Evelyn and I, are a good team. Make a good team.
She says we're always happy. We're trying to be happy.
We try to be happy.
But we are happy.
Yeah, we are, yes. Yes. And she also said that she appreciates the sermon player at the wordfortheworld.com website because she could listen to it while she's working in the office. And even her office mates can listen to the sermon while she's working. And she says that she's being fed by God's word while she's working, and that's something very important. So thank you very much, Olive, for taking the time and sending us this email, and we hope that this podcast will also help you as well. Please do share it to your friends.
Yes, and one good thing is that while you're working, you can really tune in and listen to sermons and podcasts.
Right.
Interesting,
you know,
topics.
There's another guy who emailed us, and I don't really have it right now, but he said that he likes our team up and our laughter is contagious.
Sounds like a disease, but I like laughing.
Enthusiasm and excitement is contagious, guys, and that's why we're here. This week's topic, episode number 4.
Are Christians allowed to have fun?
Wow.
Boy, if
nice,
we're not allowed to have fun,
are Christians allowed to have fun?
They won't hear us laughing anymore.
But, that's our topic. Are Christians allowed to have fun?
Yeah, well, initially, on the onset, I thought that when you become a Christian, I have to change a lot of things.
Well, right? There are things we need to change.
Yes, I know that you'll turn away from sin, right? But
are things that we need to put off, like if we used to do bad stuff, we used to watch bad things.
And curse
or drink or, you know. Now, when we are a born-again Christian, when we receive Jesus, we become a new creation. And God wants to do something great in our life.
Yeah, but I thought that when you become a Christian, you will look like a hermit. You see, I'm a modern woman.
Yes, she is a modern woman.
I like fixing myself up. I wanted to put a little lipstick here and makeup, in other words, and nice clothing.
Yeah.
But I thought that, you know, you'll do away with all this nice stuff and look like you're
an old hag.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. And to look sad.
Yes.
And to use drabby colors like black
gray
and dark brown and gray and the combination of purple and...
It's like when you're in the office, they think you're the tree in the corner.
Yes, that's right. So I didn't want to be a Christian if I would look like that.
some Christians, and I've noticed this, and I've seen a lot of people go through the extreme, that when they receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, what happens is they, yes, the Bible says for us to turn away from things in our life that promote evil. However, some of them just turn away from life. Oh. They just like live a different life now, to the extreme.
Like they're not here on earth?
They have their own earth. but like, for example, I heard somebody said before that she made a vow that she will not go to watch movies anymore in the cinemas, or not anymore listen to the radio or watch TV. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think we should not take things too far to the extreme, to the point that people might think of us as, oh, is that how a Christian is? I mean, Christianity is not about just being too extreme.
Yeah, then we will not be able to get those people who don't know the Lord to be Christians, because they think that Christians don't have fun anymore.
Right, and you know, the life of a Christian is about having fun.
Yes.
It may have problems, it may have, you know, difficulties and sicknesses, but God is not a boring God.
No, He's not. He's actually fun to be with.
He's not boring, and He wants His children to also have fun. That's why He puts this joy in our heart and peace in our heart, so that we can live life to the fullest.
Now, that's right.
A lot of people take that phrase, like living life to the fullest, in a different extreme, because they think that when they live your life to the fullest, it means you have to splurge and
get
you
drunk,
have to get drunk and be materialistic.
Yes.
You know, there is a term called balance. You need to balance things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because how can we reach out to people about God and be a good testimony of how God is doing great things in our life, when in the eyes of other people, we look miserable?
That's right. Or you look such a sinner.
Or we become very legalistic.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems we face. We become legalistic at times.
So does that mean to say that I can go to coffee shops and malls?
Yes.
And do my thing there and just walk around and relax?
And just enjoy.
Okay,
just enjoy life.
But what about the movies that I need to watch?
Well, of course, you need to be careful of the movies that you watch.
Like Ten Commandments only? That was about, or Ben-Hur?
Yeah, something like that.
But they don't show that anymore.
We'll ask the cinemas to show it.
No, but honestly, what movies can we watch if, you know, we can have fun?
You know, one thing good about the movies that are being shown nowadays, most of them are actually family-oriented movies.
Okay.
And you can watch those.
All right.
Now, there are times wherein there are movies that have, you know, bad words and stuff like that.
That's the thing, that movie we avoid.
You need to be cautious.
Okay.
One thing about living on this earth is that you can never run away from temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You can never run away from all these negative things. So, I want you to, I've been wanting to say this for a long time. You don't have to isolate yourself from the world, but you need to insulate yourself from the world.
Wow, that's a heavy term there.
Yeah, because some people, they say, okay, I'm Christian, I'm going to go to the mountain so that there won't be any temptation. That's wrong.
Oh, the devil is still there.
I mean, if you're living on this earth, chances are 99.99% you're going to be tempted.
Yes.
There are going to be things that are going through your mind.
So what you're saying here be balanced.
Just be balanced.
Yes. And you know when it's a sin. You would know.
Yeah,
there's this conscience.
The Spirit will just convict you. There was one time we happened to watch The Devil's Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just cringing inside the movie house.
Well, what's it all about?
I don't have time to talk about it, but just the movie itself, the title itself, The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, okay.
So
these are the
when
movies
I was just watching it before,
watch.
I was just cringing inside. I said, I gotta get out of here.
I
can't be here.
All right.
So there's such a thing as insulation and isolation. So don't don't isolate yourself, because how can we spread the gospel? How can we show people that a Christian life is a joyful life if we, you know, if we isolate ourselves from
people?
This is
scripture that I remember. You are in this world, mm-hmm. but not of this world.
So that's the whole point about isolation and insulation.
Yes.
So you can still have fun. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Yes.
You know, go to the beach.
You mean I can still laugh?
Yes.
Even on Lent?
Yes, you can still laugh.
Okay,
you can still listen to music. Holy Week.
Holy Week.
For those people who are wondering, what are we talking about? Every year we have, here in the Philippines, we have what we call Holy Week. It is in this week, there's no traffic because everybody's, mm-hmm. you know, having a vacation. And this is where we, quote unquote, become holy.
Yeah, that's the season to be holy.
Yeah, the season to be holy. Then after that, you can go back drinking. But anyway, and some people, they just, you know, say you can't laugh, you can't even take a bath. I don't know why.
You're not supposed to even show your teeth. You know that? Because that means to say you're smiling.
I didn't know that. But, you know, when you're a Christian, well, as much as every day is a holy day, a holy week, but, you know, you just go beyond the legalism.
Yes.
And see life with different, you know, eyes, and just appreciate what life has to offer, what God has to offer in your life.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing that I've ever experienced, is that to be a Christian mm-hmm. is joyful. Even when I go through trials.
Yes.
I mean, I have the promises of God to look at and say, yeah, I'm going through these trials, but see, I can still have that joy. Fun could be equated with joy
yes.
as well.
Yes. Hmm. Simple way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, God wants us to have fun. We'll take a little break. We'll give you this little commercial, and we'll be right back with this very...
Let me sip my cup of coffee.
All right, here we go.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. The Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Welcome back to the Dance With Me show.
I'm dancing. Did you see that?
Yes. We don't have cameras right now, but if you can just see, we're just moving along and dancing right here while the music is being pumped.
Yes.
Going back.
It's fun.
If you just joined us right now, we are talking about this topic. Are Christians allowed to have fun? Well, you know, a lot of people take it to the extreme. They don't watch movies anymore. They live a hermit life.
Yes.
Like what
you said.
Even
in their appearance, they don't look like they're having fun.
And you know, if you're going to tell me that that's a Christian... I don't want to live like that.
Yeah. You know, folks, if you would see me, I like wonderful, splashy...
colorful.
Colors. What do you call it? Vibrant colors.
Yeah. Like the website, wordfortheworld.com.
I carry those colors in my clothing, folks. And at my age, I don't want you to know how old I am, but at my age, people get shocked that, oh, that woman, she's a pastor... And she wears huge earrings and tangerine colors, a combination of yellow. And is that a sin, Brother Rodney?
What, wearing tangerine?
Yes, and
probably
and huge
some
earrings.
Countries. We are not allowed to wear tangerine here. It is against the law.
No, but what about the description that I gave to our brothers and sisters there?
First of all, it needs to start from the inside.
Okay.
Whatever that you... see in the outside usually comes from the inside. So if your heart is right, God is already fixing your heart and your spirit and telling you, okay, you gotta start burning all those clothes that are too sexy and that cause a lot of males in the church to sin. So you gotta change now your outfit, you know. So,
oh yeah.
Then now from the inside, okay, you start now changing. Okay, you're putting off all these different clothes and.
You mean revealing clothes?
Yeah, revealing clothes. Yes. I mean, so at first it needs to be a personal decision, and it needs to start from the inside. That, hey, I gotta change some things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. Is it all right to wear colorful clothes? Fine, yeah. No problem. But there are some clothes out there that are revealing. Just the other day, I saw one woman, and I was with my wife, and I saw her. She was wearing something like, it looked like already a night piece.
Oh, you see that? See those revealing clothes.
Yeah, it really looked like... it's not even see-through.
Very tight.
But it looks like something you'd wear when you sleep, okay, when a woman would be sleeping.
So what you're saying, Brother Rodney, is that, yeah, we women, Christian women, can have those wonderful modern clothing, except that we need to be very careful about modesty here.
Yes.
And not to, not in the intention of seducing men.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. We wear clothes and we don't have intentions of seducing men, but we need to be responsible.
Yes, we need to be responsible.
Also, and see to it that when we go out there from our house, see to it that we don't make men sin.
Let's go back to what you said about men. There are some, well, not just the men, but everybody in particular, they say, I want to have fun with my life, so I'm going to buy a lot of stuff. It's all right to buy stuff, you know, but don't be too materialistic.
Yeah.
Because some of us equate living life or having a happy life by the amount of money we have, or the amount of, or the number of cell phones we have, or whatever. It's not about, you know, you can still buy what you need to buy as long as make sure that it's not becoming an addiction already, or it's your idol already.
Yes. We become too obsessed with the materialistic things of this world, and we think that is a blessing. Sometimes it's so deceiving.
It becomes a curse at times.
Yes, that's
because
right.
You're so obsessed with getting the new cell phone, or getting the new iPod. Yeah.
You know, it's fun to also give.
Yes. Yes. You get a better appreciation, a different appreciation of God's blessing. Because, guys, you know, a lot of people ask me, does God make miracles at this time and age? Yes, He still does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of different now, because before He would move heaven and earth, and would manna would fall from heaven. But nowadays, what He does is He makes miracles through people.
That's right. You can really be blessed and have fun sharing your material blessings to people that the Lord would touch you.
That's right. So the question now that we've been talking about here is, are Christians allowed to have fun? And the answer is...
Yes!
Yes, we are allowed to have fun! Thank you, God! We are allowed to have fun. And we need to have fun.
Yeah, we don't want to go to the extremes.
Yes.
We need to be have the appearance of holiness, that we are Christians. If we wear drabby clothes and long, sad faces.
Or you're not allowed to watch movies anymore.
And refrain from going to places where we can have fun.
Yes. You can still have fun. And even the church right now, even Word for the World, let me just speak about Word for the World. Word for the World tries its best to make venues or put up venues so that Christians can have good, clean fun. We have concerts, we have cantatas, we have all these cool stuff that the youth and the young adults and even the kids, they're putting up some of these really wonderful activities so that you can come and have, you know, good, clean fun. God wants you to have fun in life. God wants you to experience a full life. And even though there are a lot of temptations around, it doesn't mean that you need to put yourself inside, you know, a cave. You don't need to be like that. You can just have fun in life. Show the people what being a Christian is all about. Show the people that when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, life becomes more meaningful as it is and more fun.
Let me interject. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Just remember, have God in your heart all the time.
That's right.
And have Him in mind all the time.
And a lot of people will always look at the fruit if they're going to see, if they want to join you in your relationship with Jesus. They're going to see, okay, what's so different about this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about the clothes that you wear.
No.
It's not just about the things that you do. It's also about how you live your life. And it's also about projecting what is inside your heart. And you know, if you're here right now and you're like saying, well, I don't want to be a Christian because it's not a fun life. Or, oh, I regret being a Christian because I can't have fun anymore. Let me encourage you. God wants you to live a full life. God wants you to experience happiness in your life. And the only thing that will happen that you need to do right now is accept Him in your life. And not only that, let Him show you what real fun is all about.
Yes, here's one example of a person who came on earth,
mm-hmm.
and he had fun with his disciples.
Yes, he had fun with his disciples. He had fun being here with his children.
Yes.
And let me encourage you right now, wherever you may be right now, God wants to have a relationship with you. And not just a boring, it's not a boring relationship, but a spirit-filled, joyful, fun relationship.
Yeah.
So if you're here today, you're listening through the iPod, through the internet, just pray this prayer with me so that you can have a relationship with Jesus. Just pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you today and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And Lord, I want to live a joyful life. And Lord, I know there are going to be problems, but with you by my side, you in my life, I know things are going to be better. So Lord Jesus, I ask you in my life today, be my Lord and Savior. Guide me now in this new life I'm about to live, and Holy Spirit, empower me. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 And amen. All right. Another podcast has ended, episode
yes.
number 4. So to answer the question, are Christians allowed to have fun? And the answer is
yes, Brother Rodney.
Yes, you are. You are allowed to have fun. You are allowed to watch these, you know, movies that make you feel good and, you know, just live your life and have fun.
Okay. See you, folks. See you.
That's it. We'll see you again next time here at God is at Work. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome to another edition of God is at Work podcast. We are here for episode number 4. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn. How are you today,
Brother
Rodney? I am
blessed and it cannot be changed.
And I pray that everybody who's tuned in to us are blessed even when they go through trials.
That's right. You know, one of the blessings that I have for today is that if you look outside the media studios, look outside, it's a very wonderful day. It's
yes.
The sun is shining.
Finally, the sun is up.
It's been raining for like 2 weeks already.
But I appreciate the rain just the same.
I like the rain.
But I don't like the floods.
I like the rain, but not the floods.
My car doesn't know how to swim.
I know. Yes. When I was given the car, they didn't tell me that it could be a speedboat. It's just the car.
All right. Hey, so what interesting thing are we going to discuss today?
We have a very nice topic for this podcast. However, before I even go to the podcast, a lot of people are sending their emails.
Yeah?
Yes. There are actually people listening to us.
Oh, I'm glad.
And they actually download the podcast every week.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people who are listening to us. And we encourage those who are listening to this podcast, we encourage you to, you know, email us, send us your email, send us your comments. So right now we're going to read one email that was sent to us just this week. So here we go.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
There's your favorite again.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. This comes from Olive.
Yeah, I think I know who Olive is.
Yeah, you know who you are, yes. Olive. Thank you so much for the weekly updates. It's really cool. And I love all the topics in the weekly podcast. They're interesting, inspiring, and I learned a lot. That's what she said. And she also said here that our team up, Sister Evelyn and I, are a good team. Make a good team.
She says we're always happy. We're trying to be happy.
We try to be happy.
But we are happy.
We are, yes. And she also said that she appreciates the sermon player at the wordfortheworld.com website because she could listen to it while she's working in the office. And even her office mates can listen to the sermon while she's working. And she says that she's being fed by God's word while she's working, and that's something very important. So thank you very much, Olive, for taking the time and sending us this email. And we hope that this podcast will also help you as well. Please do share it to your friends.
Yes, and one good thing is that while you're working, you can really tune in and listen to sermons and podcasts. Interesting topics.
There's
like
another guy who emailed us, and I don't really have it right now, but he said that he likes our team up and our laughter is contagious.
Sounds like a disease, but I like laughing.
Enthusiasm and excitement is contagious, guys, and that's why we're here. This week's topic, episode number 4.
Are Christians allowed to have fun?
Wow.
Boy, if
nice,
we're not allowed to have fun,
are Christians allowed to have fun?
They won't hear us laughing anymore.
But, okay, that's our topic. Are Christians allowed to have fun?
Yeah, well, initially, on the onset, I thought that when you become a Christian, I have to change a lot of things.
Well, like, there are things we need to change.
Yes, I know that you'll turn away from sin, right? But
are things that we need to put off, like if we used to do bad stuff, we used to watch bad things.
And curse
or drink or, you know. Now, when we are a born-again Christian, when we receive Jesus, we become a new creation. And God wants to do something great in our life.
Yeah, but I thought that when you become a Christian, you will look like a hermit. You see, I'm a modern woman.
Yes, she is a modern woman.
I like fixing myself up. I wanted to put a little lipstick here and makeup, in other words. And nice clothing.
Yeah.
But I thought that, you know, you'll do away with all this nice stuffs and look like
an old hag.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. And to look sad.
Yes.
And to use drabby colors like black
gray
and dark brown and gray and the combination of purple and...
It's like when you're in the office, they think you're the tree in the corner.
Yes, that's right. So I didn't want to be a Christian if I would look like that.
Some Christians, and I've noticed this, and I've seen a lot of people go through the extreme, that when they receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, what happens is the Bible says for us to turn away from things in our life that promote evil. However, some of them just turn away from life. Oh. They just like live a different life now. To the extreme. Like
they're not here on earth?
They have their own earth. but like, for example, I heard somebody said before that she made a vow that she will not go to watch movies anymore in the cinemas, or not anymore listen to the radio or watch TV. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think we should not take things too far to the extreme, to the point that people might think of us as, oh, is that how a Christian is? I mean, Christianity is not about just being too extreme.
Yeah, then we will not be able to get those people who don't know the Lord to be Christians, because they think that Christians don't have fun anymore.
Right, and you know, the life of a Christian is
fun.
Is about having fun.
Yes.
It may have problems, it may have, you know, difficulties and sicknesses, but God is not a boring God.
No, He's not. He's actually fun to be with.
He's not boring, and He wants His children to also have fun. That's why He puts this joy in our heart and peace in our heart, so that we can live life to the fullest. Now,
that's right.
A lot of people take that phrase, like living life to the fullest in a different extreme, because they think that when they live your life to the fullest, it means you have to splurge and
get
you
drunk,
have to get drunk and be materialistic.
Yes.
You know, there is a term called balance. You need to balance things in life. Mm-hmm. Because how can we reach out to people about God and be a good testimony of how God is doing great things in our life when in the eyes of other people, we look miserable?
That's right. Or you look such a sinner.
Or we become very legalistic.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems we face. We become legalistic at times.
So does that mean to say that I can go to coffee shops and malls?
Yes.
And do my thing there and just walk around and relax?
And just enjoy.
Okay,
Just enjoy life.
But what about the movies that I need to watch?
Well, of course, you need to be careful of the movies that you watch.
Like Ten Commandments only? That was about, or Ben-Hur?
Yeah, something like that.
But they don't show that anymore.
We'll ask the cinemas to show it.
No, but honestly, what movies can we watch if, you know, we can have fun?
You know, one thing good about the movies that are being shown nowadays, most of them are actually family-oriented movies.
Okay.
And you can watch those.
All right.
Now, there are times wherein there are movies that have, you know, bad words and stuff like that.
That's the thing, that movie we avoid.
You need to be cautious.
Okay.
One thing about living on this earth is that you can never run away from temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You can never run away from all these negative things. So, I want you to, I've been wanting to say this for a long time. You don't have to isolate yourself from the world, but you need to insulate yourself from the world.
Wow, that's a heavy term there.
Yeah, because some people, they say, okay, I'm Christian, I'm going to go to the mountain so that there won't be any temptation. That's wrong.
Oh, the devil is still there.
I mean, if you're living on this earth, chances are 99.99% you're going to be tempted.
Yes.
There are going to be things that are going through your mind.
So what you're saying here be balanced.
Just be balanced.
Yes. And you know when it's a sin. You would know.
Yeah.
There's this conscience.
The Spirit will just convict you. There was one time we happened to watch The Devil's Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just cringing inside the movie house.
Well, what's it all about?
I don't have time to talk about it, but just the movie itself, the title itself, The Devil's Advocate.
Okay.
So,
these are the
when I was just watching it before, I was just cringing. So I said, I gotta get out of here.
I
can't be here.
All right.
So there's such a thing as insulation and isolation. So don't isolate yourself, because how can we spread the gospel? How can we show people that a Christian life is a joyful life if we, you know, if we isolate ourselves from
people?
There's
a scripture that I remember. You are in this world, but not
of this
world.
So that's the whole point about isolation and insulation.
Yes.
So you can still have fun. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Yes.
You know, go to the beach.
You mean I can still laugh?
Yes.
Even on Lent?
Yes, you can still laugh.
Okay,
you can still listen to music. Holy Week.
Holy Week.
For those people who are wondering, what are we talking about? Every year we have, here in the Philippines, we have what we call Holy Week. It is in this week, there's no traffic because everybody's, you know, having
a vacation.
And this is where we, quote unquote, become holy.
Yeah, that's the season to be holy.
Yeah, the season to be holy. Then after that, you can go back drinking. But anyway, and some people, they just, you know, say you can't laugh, you can't even take a bath. I don't know why.
You're not supposed to even show your teeth. You know that? Because that means to say you're smiling.
I didn't know that. But, you know, when you're a Christian, well, as much as every day is a holy day, a holy week, but, you know, you just go beyond the legalism and see life with different, you know, eyes, and just appreciate what life has to offer, what God has to offer in your life.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing that I've ever experienced, is that to be a Christian is joyful. Even when I go through trials.
Yes.
I mean, I have the promises of God to look at and say, yeah, I you know, I'm going through these trials, but see, I can still have that joy. Fun could be equated with joy as well.
Yes. Simple way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, God wants us to have fun. We'll take a little break. We'll give you this little commercial, and we'll be right back with this very...
Let me sip my cup of coffee.
All right, here we go.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. The Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
To the Dance With Me show.
I'm dancing. Did you see that?
Yes. Oh, we don't have cameras right now, but if you can just see, we're just moving along and dancing right here while the music is being pumped.
Yes.
Going back.
It's fun.
If you just joined us right now, we are talking about this topic. Are Christians allowed to have fun? Well, you know, a lot of people take it to the extreme. They don't watch movies anymore. They live a hermit life.
Yes. Like what you say. Even in their appearance, they don't look like they're having fun.
And you know, if you're going to tell me that that's a Christian, I don't want to live like that.
Yeah. You know, folks, if you would see me, I like wonderful, splashy...
colorful.
What do you call it? Vibrant colors.
Yeah. Like the website, wordfortheworld.com.
I carry those colors in my clothing, folks. And at my age, I don't want you to know how old I am, but at my age, people get shocked that, oh, that woman, she's a pastor, and she wears huge earrings and tangerine colors, a combination of yellow. And is that a sin, Brother Rodney?
What, wearing tangerine?
Yes, and huge
probably some
earrings.
Countries. We are not allowed to wear tangerine here. It is against the law.
Yeah, but what about the description that I gave to our brothers and sisters there?
First of all, it needs to start from the inside.
Okay.
Whatever that you see in the outside usually comes from the inside. So if your heart is right, God is already fixing your heart and your spirit and telling you, okay, you gotta start burning all those clothes that are too sexy and that cause a lot of males in the church to sin. So you gotta change now your outfit, you know. So,
oh yeah.
Then now from the inside, okay, you start now changing. Okay, you're putting off all these different clothes and.
You mean revealing clothes?
Yeah, revealing clothes. Yes. I mean, so. At first, it needs to be a personal decision, and it needs to start from the inside that, hey, I gotta change some things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, is it all right to wear colorful clothes? Fine, yeah. No problem. But there are some clothes out there that are revealing. Just the other day, I saw one woman, and I was with my wife, and I saw her. She was wearing something like, it looked like already a night piece.
Oh, you see, I see those revealing clothes.
Yeah, it really looked like it's not even see-through.
Very tight.
But it looks like something you'd wear when you sleep, okay. When a woman would be sleeping.
So what you're saying, Brother Rodney, is that we women, Christian women, can have those wonderful modern clothing, except that we need to be very careful about modesty here.
Yes.
And not to not in the intention of seducing men.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. We wear clothes and we don't have intentions of seducing men, but we need to be responsible.
Yes, we need to be responsible.
Also, and see to it that when we go out there from our house, see to it that we don't make men sin.
Let's go back to what you said about men. there are some, well, not just the men, but everybody in particular, they say, I want to have fun with my life, so I'm going to buy a lot of stuff. It's all right to buy stuff, you know, but don't be too materialistic.
Yeah.
Because some of us equate living life or having a happy life by the amount of money we have, or the amount of, or the number of cell phones we have, or whatever. It's not about, you know, you can still buy what you need to buy as long as make sure that it's not becoming an addiction already, or it's your idol already.
Yes. We become too obsessed with the materialistic things of this world, and we think that that is a blessing. Sometimes it's so deceiving.
It becomes a curse at times.
Yes, that's right.
Because you're so obsessed with getting the new cell phone, or getting the new iPod. Yeah. Or
you know, it's fun to also give.
Yes. Yes. You get a better appreciation, a different appreciation of God's blessing. Because, guys, you know, a lot of people ask me, does God make miracles at this time and age? Yes, He still does. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of different now, because before He would move heaven and earth, and would manna would fall from heaven. But nowadays, what He does is He makes miracles through people.
That's right. You can really be blessed and have fun sharing your material blessings to people that the Lord would touch you.
That's right. So the question now that we've been talking about here is, are Christians allowed to have fun? And the answer is...
Yes!
Yes, we are allowed to have fun. Thank you, God. We are allowed to have fun. And we need to have fun.
Yeah, we don't want to go to the extremes.
Yes.
We need to be have the appearance of holiness, that we are Christians. If we wear drabby clothes and long, sad faces.
Or you're not allowed to watch movies anymore.
And refrain from going to places that, where we can have fun.
Yes. You can still have fun. And even the church right now, even Word for the World, let me just speak about Word for the World. Word for the World tries its best to make venues or put up venues so that Christians can have good, clean fun. We have concerts, we have cantatas, we have all these cool stuff that the youth and the young adults and even the kids, they're putting up some of these really wonderful activities so that you can come and have, you know, good, clean fun. God wants you to have fun in life. God wants you to experience a full life. And even though there are a lot of temptations around, it doesn't mean that you need to put yourself inside, you know, a cave. You don't need to be like that. You can just have fun in life. Show the people what being a Christian is all about. Show the people that when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, life becomes more meaningful as it is and more fun.
Let me interject. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Just remember, have God in your heart all the time.
That's right.
Have Him in mind all the time.
And a lot of people will always look at the fruit if they're going to see, if they want to join you in your relationship with Jesus. They're going to see, okay, what's so different about this guy? And it's not just about the clothes that you wear. It's not just about the things that you do. It's also about how you live your life. And it's also about projecting what is inside your heart. And you know, if you're here right now and you're like saying, well, I don't want to be a Christian because it's not a fun life, or, oh, I regret being a Christian because I can't have fun anymore, let me encourage you. God wants you to live a full life. God wants you to experience happiness in your life. And the only thing that will happen that you need to do right now is accept Him in your life. And not only that, let Him show you what real fun is all about.
Yes, here's one example of a person who came on earth and he had fun with his disciples.
Yes, he had fun with his disciples. He had fun being here with his children.
Yes.
And let me encourage you right now, wherever you may be right now, God wants to have a relationship with you. And not just a boring, it's not a boring relationship, but a spirit-filled, joyful, fun relationship.
Yeah.
So if you're here today, you're listening through the iPod, through the internet, just pray this prayer with me. so that you can have a relationship with Jesus. Just pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you today and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And Lord, I want to live a joyful life. And Lord, I know there are going to be problems, but with you by my side, you in my life, I know things are going to be better. So Lord Jesus, I ask you in my life today, be my Lord and Savior. Guide me now in this new life I'm about to live. And Holy Spirit, empower me. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
All right. Another podcast has ended, episode number 4. So to answer the question, are Christians allowed to have fun? And the answer is...
yes, Brother Rodney.
Yes, you are. You are allowed to have fun. You are allowed to watch these, you know, movies that make you feel good and, you know, just live your life and have fun.
Okay. See you, folks. See you.
That's it. We'll see you again next time here at God Is At Work. Bye-bye.
Bye.